More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Welcome back to work if you're heading there today.
It is probably the first day for a lot of people.
Yeah, good luck.
Hopefully you set your alarm.
We're here for it. Yeah, that's the first step, isn't it? Remembering to put your alarm back on.
Probably not a bad time to sort of maybe just, you know, back off on the chocolate for breakfast too. I mean, I don't
chocolate for breakfast.
I don't want to tell you how to live, but it's a very festive season thing. You probably shouldn't have any left.
Chuck
in the
that
house.
Ham out if it's still in the fridge.
If you've got custard in the fridge, it's probably
get
now's the point to move it on. I saw a headline that I have to share. I'm still not sure where we're at on it. Is it ever okay for men to wear shorts in the office?
Well, you could tell us that.
Well, see,
you're a short wearer.
Well, no, not really. Only
casual days.
Only when it's double demerits. Basically, weekends and when it's kind of holiday periods.
Double demerits.
And
you
I
wear shorts.
If it's double demerits, then most people are on holidays. So
right.
Therefore,
so it doesn't matter.
It's not a full kind of office day.
Yeah, right.
Well, there's two arguments on this front. There's some that say it adds fun to the workplace.
It adds fun?
Yeah.
What, by seeing your knees?
Come on now.
What's not fun about knees?
Everyone loves knees. The next round of abalone fishing is this weekend.
Nice.
Saturday between 7 and 8, if conditions are favourable, obviously. Fish.wa.gov.au for details there. And for something completely different, National Bean Day.
Bean Day? Yep. Where's your bean?
As opposed to your wheelie bean. Yeah. It's January 6th. So that's the same day as geneticist Gregor Mendel died in 1884.
Mm-hmm.
And he used bean and pea plants to kind of develop theories on genetics, which is why the theme is all beany.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was either Bean Day or Pea Day. And much as I love a pea
Day,
I feel like they made the right choice. Apparently Dr. Phil's mansion, because he has one, is
of
a bit...
Of course he does. Course. He probably has several.
Well, apparently it's a bit odd. He's listed. He's a bit of an odd man.
Yeah.
But check this. His Beverly Hills home got listed for $5.75 million.
Okay.
It's got 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, sits on a half acre lot. So it's not enormous. I mean, it's big, but it's not, you know, it's not enormous. It mentions the interior has been dramatically remodeled and updated with eclectic finishes that can be kept or transformed into your own vision.
Right.
That's the description, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The eclectic finishes? There's a staircase made of interwoven metallic snakes. There's a wall dedicated to a display of high-powered rifles.
Oh.
There's some really odd kind of art. And a bar at the bottom of the stairs next to the snakes that one person described as looking a bit like the lobby for the Temple of Doom.
I'm going to say this seems very, like, evil.
Yeah. Basically, I think what I've worked out here is that Dr. Phil's alter ego is Dr. Evil.
Oh my goodness, that's what Dr. Evil does when he's not destroying the world.
Yeah, he
destroying people's lives.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And she's back and she's sparkling.
Thank
Nikki
you.
Parkinson.
Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden have announced the birth of their first child, a little girl named Radix.
Hey, Radix.
Radix, yep. They shared the news via Instagram with a simple text post reading, "Happy New Year from the Maddens. We are so happy, blessed and grateful to begin this new decade by announcing the birth of our daughter, Radix Madden. She has instantly captured our hearts and completed our family. While we're overjoyed to share the news, we also feel a strong instinct to protect our little one's privacy, so we won't be posting any pictures or sharing any details other than the fact that she's really, really cute. Some would say rad."
Hey.
Very cute.
Is that what the name's all about?
Possibly. They just wanted to call her rad.
As everyone madly Googles Radix to work out what that is. I don't know what it is, but there you go.
No, it's cool. The full Coachella 2020 lineup is out with Travis Scott, Frank Ocean and Rage Against the Machine headlining the two-weekend event.
Wow.
The first night will also feature Calvin Harris, Megan Thee Stallion, Big Sean and Charlie XCX playing the second night, 21 Savage, Summer Walker and Swae Lee, then Lana Del Rey, Lil Nas X and Fatboy Slim will be on the final night of both weekends with tickets on sale today. So if you want to head to Coachella, get into it right now. Justin Bieber is reportedly teaming up with Post Malone, Travis Scott and Kalani for his upcoming album. The news comes just hours after Biebs dropped the first single from that album called Yummy. Jet set, watch the sunset, kinda, yeah, yeah. Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy. Yummy, oh, yummy. Yeah.
Yummy, yummy. Well,
it's going to be on confectionery adverts everywhere. The official title and release date for his album is yet to be revealed. And over the weekend, celebrities from around the globe have been sending in donations to firefighters battling blazes around Australia, with Pink donating $500,000 and tweeting, "I'm totally devastated watching what is happening in Australia right now with the horrific bushfires." Keith Urban, Nicole Kidman, Selena Gomez, Naomi Watts, Rebel Wilson, Delta Goodrum and Russell Crowe have all made larger donations as well, with Delta also writing this single called "Let It Rain" today.
And you can see the full thing on her Insta account.
On her Instagram, she's posted it. Hopefully she releases it and maybe raises some money with that.
That'd be nice.
Also, tennis stars Nick Kyrgios and Sam Stosur will be helping out with "Every Time They Hit an Ace" this summer of tennis. $200 will be going to bushfire relief funds.
Nice.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.